It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm pleased to welcome back to the program, yes, the one and only Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor. Happy Monday.
Hey, Andy, back in the saddle. I forget how this works. Is this microphone thing? I talk into that? Is that what I do?
Yep. I know you've been away a couple of weeks, and I know you're kind of getting back into the swing of things. All right, let's begin, shall we, with the vice presidential debate. I know you watched it last week. I saw your commentary. Biden's performance, we'll start there.
Yeah, I don't really remember what I wrote because I did that at like 3 a.m. or something and then just sent it to Annika. So I don't, but, you know, I've watched the debate a couple times since. You know, my initial reaction, I didn't think Paul Ryan did that well.
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters, though, because Joe Biden was so awful.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was shocked by the snap polls after the debate. NBC had one. It had Ryan winning by 20 points, and that's definitely not because he was more prepared or more articulate.
Yeah.
It's because Biden looked like a lunatic up there, rolling his eyes, looking at the ceiling, laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing like somebody who is committed to a padded cell.
Yeah.
And I think it was a big mistake on Biden's part, his performance, and it really puts President Obama in a corner. Because he has to be careful not to be too tough.
That's right, yeah.
And the polls are shifting across the country Romney's way. So, I mean, Obama needs to kind of drop the gloves, except if he does it right after Biden, they just it reveals how desperate they are. So I think they're almost in as tight of a corner as the New York Yankees after the Tigers took two in a row at the Bronx.
Man, it only took 2 minutes to work in the Tigers.
I thought about doing it in the opening, but
the over and under was 3, so pay up. Yeah, how about those Tigers? Aren't they something? You know, I'm glad to see they're taking out the Yankees because the Yankees took out the Orioles, and you know how that works.
And it's going to be an amazing season because the Tigers are going to win the World Series, and as I predicted, in spring training.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, the Lions come from nowhere to win the Super Bowl. It's
going
to be shocking.
It'll be a Brett year.
Yeah.
All right. Paul Ryan's performance, as you mentioned, I don't know, not too bad. I didn't focus on him as much as I probably should have because I was too busy watching the buffoonery.
I mean, so many people I've talked to, including, you know, contacts on the Hill, most people don't even remember what Biden said because they're so,
Ryan said,
they're so distracted.
Yeah.
Having watched it a couple times after, I mean, I've been in hotels, so I've been watching a lot of TV the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ryan missed a lot of opportunities and he failed in a way that Romney frequently does, and that there are some just softballs lobbed over the plate he didn't drive home. And it worries me, but then I don't know. The polls are going the right way. It just,
yeah.
You can't be timid against this Chicago gang, though.
Yeah. And tomorrow night we get the next presidential debate. The Democrats are promising a more aggressive Obama. I don't know what we're going to see in Romney, but more of the same would probably be okay.
I think the pressure is more, you know, as long as Romney sticks to his talking points, sounds smart,
mm-hmm.
You know, just keeps driving home the message of change. The one thing they need to say really in every single answer, when Obama says, I'll do this, I'll do this in the next 4 years, I will, just say, look, you've had 4 years and you didn't.
Yeah.
Just say it over and over again.
No, it's true.
You had
true.
Your shot and we're worse off than 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So why do we believe anything you say now? I think, you know, the pressure is more on the president this time. As we said before, he can't really be too tough or it just looks like they're a bunch
mm-hmm.
of jerks.
Yeah.
But I think the danger for Obama or for Romney is don't let pitches go by you on the plate. You know, when there's a softball just lingering there, swing it and knock it over the fence.
That's right. Yep.
And too often, you know, the Democrats will just say something stupid and we don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Or Republicans don't, I should say.
Yeah. CNN's Candy Curley as moderator tomorrow. She's the one that claimed the Romney campaign had a death wish when Paul Ryan was selected. We've talked about the moderators in the past. So, you know, all four, you know, I don't care which way you look at it, all four lean to the left.
Right.
and yet we're supposed to have fair
representation. Maybe not even lean. Some of them, their feet are cemented into the left.
Yeah. Do you expect, and tomorrow night, she will do the selecting of the questions from voters.
I mean, Candy is just a hack. I mean, she just is. I mean, when she said that about Ryan, it was when the mood was shifting.
Yeah.
And Republicans were starting to get excited because they picked someone from the base.
Yep.
So she inserted herself when Republicans were high, just like Martha did in the first debate, mm-hmm. in the vice presidential.
Yeah.
Every time she interrupted Ryan, it was when he was starting to get an advantage on Biden.
Yeah.
Like watching it over and over again, it was amazing how much she would stop Ryan's like good answers and or sometimes go on the attack because she thinks he was getting away with something. Mm-hmm. The thing about Candy Crowley is, I mean, she's not just excessively partisan as a journalist. She's also really stupid and doesn't understand conservatism at all.
Yeah.
When I was working for Tom DeLay, I remember this one debate, and I think it was a speech I'd written where I'd put some Edmund Burke quote in there, you know, this British parliamentarian and political theorist. So she kept mentioning the quote about it, and she kept saying Edmund Merck.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Burke with an M, Edmund Merck. And she said it over and over. Each time it was more embarrassing. But it just shows how out of touch she is with what half the country, you know, the philosophical foundation of half the country.
Yeah, yeah. The attack in Benghazi, Democrats say Republicans are politicizing it. What do you think?
Democrats and the media are saying that.
Yes, I mean, true. That is true.
I think it's one thing to be careful of in the weeks ahead is the media is going to be really extra mobilized because they know they need to ramp up their assistance to the president because they're losing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of Obama's in free fall, so expect the media to really step it up.
Yeah.
And this Benghazi nonsense is just, it shows they're reaching for straws because, I mean, how can you blame Republicans for anything to do with administration bungling that got an ambassador killed? I mean, I think it just shows that they're scrambling.
Yeah. Daryl Issa came out and said the embassy attack was Obama's mission accomplished moment. You agree with that?
I think that's a little too tough on W, frankly. That landing on the aircraft carrier in hindsight, they should have listened to Rumsfeld. Secretary Rummy was actually against the mission accomplished.
Is that right?
Mission, but I don't know. I don't think we need to be ripping on our own guys here.
Yeah, yeah. White House blamed the State Department for Biden not knowing about the warnings. My next question would be: is Hillary comfortable under that bus?
You know, I don't know if it's smart for them to be stirring up the Clintons at all, both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill, you know, Bill has said interesting things this year, right? Talking about how we needed to keep the Bush tax cuts going,
and
how the economy's terrible and all that stuff. You know, and talking about how, I mean, Bill Clinton has criticized the deficits. I think the last thing you need to do is stir up the Bill and Hill team with a few weeks to go, because it's probably actually to Hillary's benefit. She can't really be Secretary of State for four more years. It's too tough, and no one's ever. I think the longest serving Secretary of State in the 20th century, or the second longest, was George Shultz, and he was 6 years. So no one's ever done it eight,
or at
least not in a long time. It's probably to her benefit if Republicans win for 2016, because Democrats are probably not going to have three terms.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, let the elephant screw up for 4 years and then run as an outsider.
There you go.
They have to lie about this, right? I mean, Biden lied over and over again about Benghazi, saying they didn't know there was a request for more security and blaming on the intel community. I mean, you had a vice president blaming career bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And talk about the buck doesn't stop here.
Really.
You know? So I think it's a mistake, but I think they have no plan on how to handle it.
Yeah.
And it's day to day.
Yeah. All right. Nancy Pelosi announced a little while ago she now claims she has read all 2,700 pages of Obamacare. Do you believe her?
I wouldn't believe it less if she said she read it in three languages, Latin, Latin, Greek, and Swahili. You know? I mean, she can just say whatever she wants. I mean, I think she's funny, you know?
Yeah.
I think
borderline ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, if Jay Leno hangs it up, just put her on up there at his desk, and I'd name it to be funny.
Yep. I don't know if you saw it or not, but a man jumped to Earth from 24 miles up. He hit speeds of 833 miles an hour. His name is Felix Baumgartner, and he admits once he jumped, it wasn't about gathering data anymore.
There are lots of things that come up when you look at that thing. It was either a leap of faith or it was really suicidal. And
man, 833 miles an hour.
The other thing I thought is, you know, maybe he's got a rough home life. It looks like you have nothing to lose when you're doing
that. Yeah,
you know?
That's true. It's like, hey, yeah, what else is there?
I mean, on the downside, maybe I'll die, and on the upside, maybe I'll die.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you do something like that? I don't know.
All right, and finally today, it is Global Hand Washing Day. I bet you didn't know that. I didn't. It was established in 2008 to promote better health through cleaner hands.
I know we sometimes end your show on little whimsical items, but
yeah.
You might be surprised by this, but I'm all for this day.
Oh, you are?
And, yeah, one of the little secrets about me is that I'm a germaphobe.
Are you really?
I wash my hands like 100 times a day. I'm freaked out by people's hands and germs. I could never run for office because
the only
thing that scare me more than kissing babies are shaking hands with strangers.
Man, you and Donald Trump and Howie Mandel. I was on a cruise ship with Howie Mandel, and he got into the elevator, and I had interviewed him in the past. And we both looked at one another, and I started to put my hand out, and I realized that he doesn't like that. And you know what he does? He takes an orange. And he peels an orange, and he carries the orange in his hand when he goes out in public. And that when people see the orange, they can't shake his hand because he looks right at you and goes, oh, my hand's all sticky. I can't shake your hand.
Over the summer, I was at a couple conferences. I just stopped in and got, you know, this, like, hand scrub, hand scrub bottle. I just think you're one handshake away from the plague. And I'm kind of innocent. I'm a babe in the woods on these matters, but I'm convinced that you can probably get HIV by shaking somebody's hands.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I have to read up a little more on it.
Work on that just a little bit.
I think.
And just fell on the floor. And please.
I think Global Hand Washing Day should be a national holiday.
Yeah.
Maybe we should put Michelle Obama on it.
All right. Very good, my friend. Thank you. Nice to have you back. And I won't shake your hand when you leave.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll have to get up off the floor on your own because you're not going to get a helping hand from Brett. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Great to be on.
See you at the end of the week. Bye-bye. Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor. 428, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.